Running on the Rosh on Chavzayim and Aleph, so he asked the Kasha. So why are we asking for a Bechista? Any Mishnah which talks about the idea of Kanstuma would be a valid source for the question that Rabbi Simon Barashi is asking. What does a Kanstuma mean? It means that the Bialin didn't designate at the time of purchase. Well, there's no way to designate any other time then. Okay. LMIU see that this whole premise is wrong. So why are we asking for an Amara? We can ask the Mishnayos. Okay. V'yeshul Amara. So the Rosh answers, V'das ha-maksha V'ein shum dabar misparish ela b'shas ha-frasha o b'shas ha-siya will be in time. That the receiver Barashi, who's asking, agrees that the two options of when you can designate are either Bashas the Hafrasha or Bashas Hasiya. V'hachi Porach. So receiver Barashi is asking like this. Elamayato, based on what you're saying, Mos v'la oifus, like that's the phrase of the Gemara. Im hifrish oifus stumim umeis. According to you, if you're mafrish oifus stumim, and then the owner dies, so we said namichiyash Hashem achakach biron. So according to Reish Lakish, the way the Rosh explained before, the question wasn't based on the halacha when she's in. The question was that we create this halacha concern that maybe the person had made a designation sometime during while they're sitting by him, and that was what Reish Lakish learned the concern was. And therefore, since that's true, now both of the prisoners have to die. Well, Rav Chista, Alma in Dabri Misparish Ela Obishas Afrasha Obishas Asiya. Therefore, Bechem Behema Benaska Besar Nami Ein Moel Birer Achar Shehikdishoy. So, if at the time when you designate them to be Hekdish, you didn't decide what to do with them, this idea of a concern later on doesn't exist. So the Mishnayos would say that there's something called a kanstuma, which you can then designate later on in the time of the siya through the kayan. That we understand. But what and that was what Rav Chista clarified. This you saw that there are only two times when you can make the designation. The Mishnayos don't tell me that there can't be another designation somewhere later on. But Rav Chista says clearly that there's only two options, which means this concern that maybe, according to Reish Lakish, that you came up with a decision later on at some other time is not a chashash. Okay. So therefore, to say the question in a more succinct way, the Gemara could have said, "Lamai de kamer de chayish bebehema." That what you're saying, according to Reish Lakish, that the question was that maybe the person at some point while they're sitting by him, because they sit for a while, he's going to make this designation. Well, that doesn't work. Because the question is, you don't have to ask him Ophis, you could have asked directly. Once I have a Gemara and Yuma that Rav Chista's rule applies to everything, so I can ask directly on the Behema as well. Now, the Rosh answered his question that why don't we ask for the Mishnayos? Because the question, the Reish Lakish, won't be a good question. the question of Rabbi Yochanan was still being a good question. And so the Rosh is clearly learning that this whole sugi, even though he started the sugi explaining the sugi according to Rabbi Yochanan, then he said, you know what, according to Shlokish, it works also because of this other way to say it. So Sir Ma'ashi specifically asked Rabbi Chista in order to make clear that he has a question on Reish Lakish's concept. And Chanami and Rabbi Yochanan, the question could have been from the Mishnayos also. Right? That seems to be what the Rosh is saying. But for Reish Lakish, the question is more clear. In Reish Chista. Okay. So that's Rav Simi's question. So Rav Simi's question is, do you see from Rav Chista that this halacha Moshe Mitzrayim that you're saying is not true? Because if it's true, there would be a brera issue of you cannot really clarify at the end, b'shas asiyas hakayin, you can't clarify. It's already been designated without a clarity, and you can't be mivarah that afterwards. So we see that's not true. That this whole idea that there was a designation it gets a din of mafurish is not true. So Rav Ashi asked this question to Rav Papa. Based on Rav Chista, these concerns of these amaroyim are not true. So Rav Papa said back to Rav Simi, Ula Tameich, according to your thought process, the most the behemah of Oifus, Habustumim, Kimomos, so you're arguing that's not true. So what's your maskana? That the same way by money we deal with it as a sosum, so by behemah we deal with it as a sosum, we always deal with it as a sosum as well. So we don't make any designations, we don't make any assumptions. According to Shlokesh, we don't make any assumptions. There may be something, according to Birchon, we don't say that it gets a din of being mefurish. A sosum is a sosum. If he hasn't designated, you have not designated. So Harat Nan, the Mishnah says later on, the Kardim Shimon Gamliel, the person brought three behemoths, and he wasn't pirish. Harat Nan, behemoth became behemoths, kivsa bekevis vile. So you're going to have three behemoths. The kivsa is what is the appropriate behemoth to bring for the chatas of the nazir. The kevis is the appropriate behemoth to bring for the aisle, for the ola of the nazir, and the aisle, which is a kevis, is a male sheep in the first year, and aisle is after 13 months. So the shlomim has to be an aisle. So they're all sheep, female for the chatas, male for the ola, and a male ram for the shlomim. Malay Pirish Ela Omer Elu Lekabonis Nazirosai. He said he brought these animals and said these are going to be for the Kabonis without saying explicitly this is the Chatas, this is the Oilo, this is the Shlomim. Where the Chatas is the Kivsa, the Oilo is the Kevis, and I'll the Shlomim. So that your makrim is such. Vamai Vaha Amrinan. We have a little more. A behemah lav kima fresh is dami. According to you, Rav Siv Rashi, you're arguing on the Amaroi before, which say that the behemah is like kima fresh. And we say that no, when you've designated stam, you haven't designated anything. So the person has not designated the kabonis yet. So what's the question? Mekimah lo pirish chatas v'olah b'shlomim. Heich craven below kriya shem. He has a chiyuv to be makdish them and say that for that purpose, which he didn't do according to you. Ella vaday. But the answer is ki beforish dami, that we have this idea which we said before. I said in Yerachon that the halacha Moshe Sina tells me that. By the case of a behemoth, we deal with it as if he's been farish, what it's for. So that gives you the equivalent status of it's not a sasum. As soon as you designate it, it's mefurish. Okay, but according to you, you're saying that when you deal with behemoths, is that there's sasum, there's a requirement of kriya shem, which he hasn't fulfilled.
How do we know that requirement? Kriya shem?
You have to be makdish it with the kedushas korban.
Well, but he did. I mean, he said the nazir
receive. Right, which means, but that's not a kedushas korban yet. These are the animals I'm going to use for my kabbalas for naziris, but he didn't really give them. This is an arlo. This is a chat. This is a shlom. He didn't do that. Okay, Alvada came a forest on me, Kilo Pirish Katas Ola Bishlam, Venikus Kalecha, the Shame Mash, he Ruya. So that's according to the question based on Rabbi Yochanan. Now, what about according to Rish Lakish? Rish Lakish, the issue was that we said that there's this possibility that maybe the person is designated, and that's why they're problematic. And see, Rashi is proving that we're not, that from Chista, that possibility doesn't exist, because your only options of to designate are either at the original time or according to the other pshat in Rish Lakish, the question is you only have two times when you can make the designation. Even though he wasn't mefarish, the kohen is makir harin lechatas chatas. Vein tzarich mefarish. He doesn't need to designate it at that point in time. Midakomer harin lechatas chatas. Masha shemestam hu makriv. Vein tzarich likur l'shem. So, at the original Afrasha, he didn't designate it. So we're saying you need to designate it later on, which he didn't do. Or the mission not requiring that you do so.
Isn't the Chatas the only one that's a female? So why would that be obvious?
It's obvious, but the problem is that there's a din of designated and as a korban.
Right, so he designates it as a korban, but he has his three animals, one female among them.
Well, all three are obvious, because one of them is a male which is under the age of 12 months. One is the male which is over the age of 13 months. That 13th month, you can't use it. And one is a female. So everything is obvious what it's for. But the more I say,
I missed that part.
Right? So all three of them are obvious. The problem is that there's a requirement of kriya shem. You have to say this should be for purpose of put a kedushas korban on it, which he didn't do.
If that's the case, then at what point can a Kohen through Asiyah be designating anything? Because Kriya Shem always proceeds.
Well, okay, so in the second shot, the way the Rosh is learning, that we're saying that the Chista's question, that you, Rish Lakish, are learning. No, you, Amorim, are learning, according to Rish Lakish, that there's this Chashash that somewhere in the middle he decided to designate it. Chista tells me it doesn't work. That the only time you can do that is either at the original Rosh or B'Shas HaSiyas HaKoyin, you can designate what it's for, but you have to designate it. That's how the Mor is asking the question. Shabashasa sees the kohen doesn't mean the kohen is the one who is doing it without a kriya shem. It means that but that's the moment when you can make a kriya shem. But a kriya shem in the middle is not kaveh.
Right. What I don't understand is the seas kohen would seem to indicate that the kohen is actually performing an action. Then the first action is shechita.
So that's a sure kai, I guess, in Rashi.
Right, so he would have to designate it before the Shechita. That's what we're saying.
Right, so that's the designate.
At that moment.
So I guess the more saying the Fneas.
At the time of the Kohen doing Makir, but you'll make a designation.
Samuch la'asiyah.
Right.
Skip the word Samuch.
Okay.
Because it has to be before.
Correct.
Because it can't be during or after Shechita.
Correct. So Rapapa saying back to Rasimi Barashi, if according to your thought process that there's this new din that's either here or there, so what's how does this work over here by Shulam Gamliel? Elamai, that's not true. then a person could make a designation somewhere in the middle, and then therefore Rish Lakish said, or we're saying Rish Lakish, that there's a concern in the case of Behema and Sawyer and Nasa that maybe he did. So means you can be Karish shame after the time of the Prasha before the Asiya. Okay, so Rasim Rabashi said back. So Rasim Rabashi is saying that okay, Klarmer, Shaper Oisibis Lukomi Oifis. My question from Oifis still stands. The birds are equal. There's no difference in male or female. The birds are equal. But they always have to be Zohar. The exact same thing. One is a Chatas, one is an Oilah. So there, which means we deal with them as stumim until that point in time. So that point that I'm saying is a valid point.
I'm sorry to believe this, but it says Yechol HaKoin Levar, which seems to indicate that, that there's no.
Rav Kista, Rav Papa is asking the receiver. Now Rav Rashi is answering back. He's saying, no, I learned Rav Kista that the two choices are at the time of the original Frasha, that's when the Balaam gets designated, or when the Kayan does one as an Arla, it's an Arla. He does one as a Chattas, it's a Chattas.
Which would mean that there's no creation.
No creation. Okay. And that's the Gzeres HaKosav of Alokach, but also that either is Alokach HaBailim, Alokach Shtei Sarim, Echel Olam Echel Lachatus, or also a Koyin, Echel Olam Echel Lachatus. So we have a Pasuk of also the Koyin, by doing it, will define what it is. Which means that until that point it's Tumim. But that what you're asking me from Behema, and you're trying to prove what I'm saying is wrong, that's Bechal Manakash. I will accidentally meet him in Behema. That will be Shalai Pirish. Even though the person did not say explicitly, each one is clear what it's usable for. And therefore, so let's read the Gemara. So, Amrlei Hasam Alokach Vosam Amrachmona. The second last line of the Gemara. Over there, it's Lokach Vosam Amrachmona. Ibn Lekichas Barley Mesias Kayan. But Hocha. Now, the word Nami. The Rosh and the Rishon take the word out. But Hocha, by the case of the Behema, he mutzes Amritz. So it's clear when the person purchased them or set them aside, what he had in mind. So that gives the halachic equivalent as if he designated it, even without saying anything. So therefore, for the case of the behema, there was a designation at the time of the original hafrasha. So that doesn't prove anything vis-a-vis our conversation. Let's read the piece of Rosh. So he said, by the case of Pimashi, read what it is. The Mimotzi in the Memer Hat the Chatas Tikar of Oilo Hachem Lekeva Hachem Zacher. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, that you're giving it. I'm saying that minastam they have a din of stumim, but over here by definition they have a din of mufarashim. I'm challenging this halacha of Moshe Sinai and saying that you're arguing that only by Moses is stumim, everything else is mufarashim. I'm saying no, even by other things it's even by oifus it's stumim. Good, but not by behema. Obviously, by the case of behema, it's mufarashim because by definition that so. according to that yisod, which we're saying, that gets into mefurashim over here, it's automatic. We have to assume that that's what the person had in mind, because according to Rish Lakish, it's not automatic, but we have to assume that's what he had in mind when he set it aside. He had that in mind. That's kilu he was mefarish. Now, so pashto where the more stands, that. So Rishim Rashi is answering Rav Papa's question on his Yisoid from Behema, and therefore his question on the Amoroyim of Rav Nachum Rav Yitzchak and Rav, based on what Rav Chista is saying, it still stands. We haven't answered the question. Right, he asked the question. Rav Papa asked, "Tameich, what's going to be in the case of Behemah?" He says, "Oh, Behemah is different." Okay, so now the question stands. So I'm going to try to read the word in the rush. Kamer shapra asivus l'chol me'ofis. It should be really that I was moisiv to you, which is what osivus means. I was moist. I asked on you. My question of oifus still stands. That's what the Rosh is saying. The question of oifus from the rukisidin of oifus is a rai keneged. I hold it's a rai keneged Rav and Rav Nachman and Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchok. And the more doesn't answer it. Okay, then the more is going to ask another. What the more is going to do next is ask another question on this idea of giving them a din of we're saying that behemah is mefareshes. But Rav Nachman said that a behemah balas mum is a stuma. A behemah tamima is a mefareshes because you can't sell it right away. You have to wait till it gets a mum. So the fact that it has to sit for a while makes it not like money. It's a kind of birchanan. Or according to Rish Lakish, because it's going to sit, he might designate. The behemoth, Balas Mum, you can sell right away. It has the same thing as money. So the Mora is going to ask on Rav Nachman that a behemoth, Balas Mum, has a din like money, which means in Sosum, I'm going to prove to you from over here that it's not considered Sosum, it's considered before Rish. So, like what Rav Huna Amarav said, Loshon Almos of Behema Reikum of Fereshus, and Rav Nachman said that that's only by Tamima, but by Balas Mum is considered like Stuma. The Mora is going to challenge that point. Let's leave that for tomorrow.
So we end up saying that we don't literally need Kriya Shem. It can be effectuated through sort of a clarity.
Well, I'm not sure that that's true. According to going back to this halacha of Moshe Messina that we're saying, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, that certain things get a din like Mefurashim, well, that is exactly how we solve this requirement of Kriya Shem, because we have the halacha of Moshe Messina. So in most cases, it's also. So in the case of the birds, it's also. So they were saying that this idea, this halacha of Moshe Messina, doesn't exist. But by Punka, the case of Behemoth, the more saying, yeah, there I would agree with you that this idea of this halacha Moshe Messina exists, because by definition that's what they mean. So it gets the halacha equivalent of Kriya Shem. According to Rish Lakish, which it's not a halacha Moshe Messina, it's just a question of what did the Bialim do? What you're saying is correct. We don't need an explicit, but because we have to assume that's what he meant when he designated them. That's what he meant. That's the equivalent of a Kriya Shem. So it gets a halachic equivalent of as if he was Kriya Shem, because it's automatic.